You are listening to WWCFM College Park. My name is Ashton. This is Rage in the Show. One thing only, and that is Rage. And if I sound a little bit exhausted, it's because I have just rocketed over here from the other side of campus to come to you on this, the very first day of Season 5 of Rage Room, and our second season in the FM studio, if you can believe it. I am absolutely stoked to be here. We're going to have an excellent show. Before I do any of that, though, I got to play a PSA. And I'm thinking we're going to go back to another classic. This is one that I haven't played in a while, but I do really love it. Here's a message from the Filipino Cultural Association.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Alright, now with that out of the way, I've got a moment to catch my breath, and we can talk a little bit about what I've been up to. What kind of break have I been having, you might ask? Well, it's been absolutely lovely. I got a Lambo for Christmas, got a brand new, incredible, fantastic job, got to see Pig Destroyer and Dying Fetus at the incredible Baltimore Soundstage in Baltimore, and only one of those things is a lie. Did you guess it? Yeah, it was a Lambo, still can't drive. That was one of my New Year's resolutions, though, was to finally get my license. I did end up getting my license reissued, thank God, or my permit. After, what, 2 years? I think it expired in 2024. That's horrifying. I did do driving school. I do, like, know how to drive. I just never, like, I don't know. I tried it and I hated it. And I was like, oh, I'm just not gonna take this any further. Which is stupid. Like, at this point, I should know how to drive. So we're gonna figure that out. Now, for today's show, this was originally supposed to happen last week, and then it snowed, and things got a little bit jumbled around, but we are doing yet another edition of Rage Goes Pop. That's right, this is the all-covers theme, the all-covers segment of the show, when I play nothing but pop song covers by some of your favorite bands. You've got some absolutely lovely selections today, so we're going to get right into that. But before I say that, I've got to remind you all that my boyfriend's birthday is Sunday, February 8th. I am so, so stoked. So happy birthday to Drew. Next Thursday, it was originally going to be today, but then, like, I wanted to do one show back before we got into the special themes. Next Thursday, he will be guest hosting with a playlist that he crafted himself. I have not seen a single song on this playlist. I have not seen a single songle. He dongle gongle, a single songle wongle. He nongle tongle dongle fongle. I have no idea what he is going to play, but I trust his incredible judgment and fantastic music taste. He wanted me to kind of preempt and say that it might be a little bit less intense than what we usually play on this show, which is fine. Maybe it will. I don't know. Frankly, I don't trust that that's true. I think he has excellent music taste, and he can play some really tough, hardcore rockin' music just as much as I can. All right, now, with all of the PSAs and messages out of the way, we're starting off with an absolute classic. This is a little bit off-kilter. I mean, this is not necessarily a hardcore song, but this is a song that I love. This is Me and You Too with Hurt, a cover of the Nine Inch Nails classic, and then as famously interpreted by Johnny Cash. And now we've got some... I have a fantastic story about this band. I'll tell you that later. We've got a very, very unique, I would say, like, sort of hyperpop or digicore, plus noisecore, plus a lot of stuff, interpretation of it. So let's give that a whirl.
Mm-hmm.
my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts. I cannot prepare beneath the stains of time. The feelings disappear. You are someone else. I'm still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away. So I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take it?
Looks like the dump button is still in fact working. If you know one thing about this show, you know that I'm gonna have to use that a lot. Yet another mishap. First song of the first episode and I've already screwed up. I was able to censor one of those cuss words, but yeah, it caught me off guard at the last minute. If that went through properly, then you had no idea, and I just called attention to it for no reason. But that was Hurt by Me and You Too, an incredible band that formed on the internet for the Appleville album release in 2020. That was an A.G. Cook record. He created this whole, digital event for it, with a battle of the bands, essentially, where if you wanted to, you and your friends could put a fake band together, it had to be named after a different band, like it had to be a joke, and then record a cover, and then they would play all these songs in basically like a tournament on Twitch, and voters would choose which song ended up on the Appleville Golden Ticket EP, which was an EP with songs by a bunch of different artists, and if you bought it on Bandcamp, you got a special invite to the Zoom after party for the release of this record. And there were, like, DJ sets from all these artists. I believe Charlie XCX was present. It was a whole thing. I remember watching it all play out on Twitch and on Twitter, because I was very, very active in that scene at the time. It was massive for me. And anyway, this was one of the bands that won. There are some other, like, interesting kind of covers and things like that that came out of that space, but that one was certainly the best. Up next, we're throwing it back. This is a classic. The number 12 Looks Like You and their cover of My Sharona by The Knack.
Thank you.
You just heard Come to Daddy by Aphex Twin, as interpreted by the Dillinger Escape Plan, a song that I've also, just the original song, I've also played many times on this show. Before that, Person by Pedal Supply by PHF. And before that, Fame by David Bowie by All Leather, the remix. I should have played the original. I don't like that remix that much. I didn't realize that I had queued that instead of the original version. Whatever. It's not that big of a deal. Anyways, up next, I Think We're Alone Now, obviously a classic 80s pop song, as interpreted by Comadre, a band that I'm pretty sure played here at UMD at one point or another. I have a Reddit comment from someone claiming to have seen Comadre and Trainwreck here at UMD in, I believe, 2004, but I have no information beyond that. So if you know anything about that, please hit me up, because that would be a fantastic find. Anyways, here we go. That was Beverly Hills by Weezer by Ravenna Golden, a song that I believe I've played every single time I've done this theme. Look, I really don't care if it meshes at all with what the idea of the show is supposed to be. No, it's not a hardcore song. It doesn't matter. Up next, okay, if you know me, if you've been talking to me recently, you would know that I was absolutely going to play this because this record has been on my mind so much. I listened to it today. I just love this record so much. And the amount that it is able to do in, what, 22 minutes is astounding. This is Religion 2 by Public Image Limited by Smiles Really, Really Big and Wide, Some Girls!
Spell backwards is dog.
That was Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back, as done by Big Fun, a band that I remember really liking them in high school, and I haven't listened to this record since, and I didn't really connect with it much of the time, but this cover was always kind of one of the highlights. And of course, now I have to say hi, Drew, because he's awake, and he's asking me to talk to him on the radio, even though we talk on the phone every day anyway. That sounded mean. I'm sorry. I love talking to you, Drew. He's going to text me. He's going to text me something like, why would you say that? Anyway, up next. Okay, Drew, this one's for you. This one's for you and also for my mom, who loves the original version of the song. This is the MC5's Kick Out the Jams, as done by, of course, I am so predictable. Of course I will play this band. I'm sorry for playing two West Isle bands in one set. And with only one song between them, too. The American Nightmare.
Yeah.
That was Monkey Gone to Heaven by the Pixies, as done by Gulch, which is kind of a surprise, but honestly, very welcome. And before that, Uncontrollable Urge by Devo, done by Melt Banana, which I think is just an absolutely fantastic combination that makes so much sense. I really like Melt Banana. I've been getting them a little bit more because I've been reading... I'm wearing my 3-1-G hoodie, and I just put the 3-1-G sticker up on the door. I'm reading Justin Pearson's book, one of his, like, what, 3 or 4 books at this point. He talks about, very briefly, about touring in Japan with Mel Banana. Imagine being there. God, I can't wait until time travel gets invented. Up next, we're coming to the close of the show. This semester, unfortunately, yes, I do have a class right at 2, right after this, so I am going to have to step out of the studio. And you won't hear me after these last 2 songs, and then I've got one more queued up on the PC. Anyway, this song has been covered by so many bands. I have to make a tier list, frankly, because there are covers of this that are very popular, and then there are covers of this that are good, which sounds so pointed. But if you want me to elaborate, I absolutely will. This is Under Pressure, David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, by the Blood Brothers. Now, if you wanted me to play the Shoo Shoo version or the Casket Lottery version, I would also do that. If you wanted me to play the version by 2 bands which I will not name, absolutely not. Anyway, let's jump into that. And with that, I have to go. That was The Con by Tegan and Sara, as interpreted by the absolute legend Mimi Death, another artist that I listened to so much in high school. Really just an artist that I can kind of pick up and put down at any minute. You know, an album when it's like 15 minutes is really not at all a commitment, and it's that kind of like, you know, bite-sized, maybe 1 minute, minute and 30 kind of song, especially something like that that's just taking a sample and turning it into some goofy drum and bass. No offense. Absolutely fantastic, but obviously now I have to go head over to my next class. Thankfully, it's at Art Sociology, which is just over there, so it's not much of a walk, especially in this cold. But we're going to leave you with one last song. You know, the original theme of the show was always kind of riffing on the Punk Goes Pop compilations of the 2000s and 2010s, and this is a band that has taken that to its logical conclusion. This is the modern-day Trancecore revivalists, Ashes at Last, with their cover of Party Rock Anthem. That's right, everybody. I hope you all have a wonderful day. My name is Ash, and as always, we might be too late to save the world, but we can still get revenge.
Put your hands up to sound. Put your hands up to sound.